AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
But what was Justin Guarini like for you, for real?
Okay, here's the thing with Justin Guarini is he was so whitewashed at that point.
Right.
That I never really identified with Justin Guarini. He was really trying to play it like, oh, I'm just a, like an Italian dude.
Oh.
With curly hair instead of being like, no, I'm black. But I happened to, like, remember he had a fucking movie with Kelly Clarkson.
From Justin to Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. He really was trying to just play it like, nah, I'm just a regular guy like everybody else.
It was like a Vin Diesel type of thing, huh?
Yeah.
She make the toughest homeboy fall deep in love, and once you had a roadie, you will never give her up. Welcome, little mamas and Gentiles alike, to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me.
The podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally worked to prove that Come On Be My Baby Tonight shit that nigga did on Real World's New Orleans never happened. It was a Mandela effect. Whoa. Y'all are remembering it wrong. Strike it from the record. My name is David Bory.
I'm Langston Kerman, and I wonder if part of your motivation in wanting to remove that from the greater conversation is because that person's name was David as well.
It's a blight on our history that cannot be forgotten.
It's not a great David moment, I would say.
It's, in fact, one of our worst.
Yeah, it was bad. It was big bad, and
you can't be that big and be singing.
Yeah, he I think tried to maintain a career as a musician, if I'm not mistaken. I think he continues to be a musician to this day.
To be fair about it, we all saw it and never forgot.
Yeah,
maybe. So in that way, it's historic.
Maybe longer lasting and more influencing than 9/11, I would say, as far as never forgetting.
I mean, as far as being 11 years old and watching something on TV, that was my 9/11.
Absolutely.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? He had his eyes closed. Yeah. I know the way you treated the other thugs you've been with. That shit was incredible.
Our guest today, I know for certain, I feel very confident that he has an opinion on this conversation. He's a man who knows pop culture in and out and often has very exciting, provocative takes on all things that I'm interested in. He's so funny. You know him from cool shit. He just be out here doing cool shit. Just being funny, being cool, taking niggas to restaurants in Atlanta that are going to kill them and ruin their bloodline. Truly a man of so many jacks and so many trades. We're so happy he's back. Give it up for our guest today, Mando.
She want to fuck with the big.
I love that. I have a couple comments to make.
Yeah.
The worst thing about bringing somebody to a restaurant that is going to, you know, shorten their lifeline is when they eat the food and they say, "That was fine."
Yo, you didn't even love it?
I brought Langston to a spot and he did not enjoy it.
That's not true.
You gotta die for something.
That's absolutely not true. In fact, I had a spectacular meal. We had great conversation. It was true fellowship. Now, where Mandel, in my opinion, went wrong was he wanted me to try chicken livers, which I told him from the beginning I had no interest in eating. I do not like chicken livers. I've experienced them before. He was like, "No, but you got to understand these."
Went in Rome. Yeah.
Do as the Romans do. Do as the ATLians do, Langston.
I did.
Yeah, he ate one and he did that thing that they teach you in etiquette class in middle school. But when you spit it out, you just put the napkin over your face. And he wasn't slick, though, bro. He didn't like it. And I didn't never get a second chance after that, man.
No, that was the end of that. And I put it in the napkin. I stood up and I said, "Boys, it's been a pleasure." And I walked away.
Yeah.
I have a family.
You was talking about who was singing that you were just talking about?
Oh, from The Real World's New Orleans.
I don't know if I'm wasting time, but when I was 7 years old, I was in a movie. I was in a movie with Jada Pinkett Smith when she was still light skinned.
What?
Okay. Brown. They put it in the oven for a little.
Were you in a Low Down Dirty Shame?
No, it's called The Walk, right? And I was supposed to let Eva pick for son, but I was too old. This before she went on American Top Model. They put it in the oven for American Top Model. And Tank from The Real World.
What?
Played a preacher. Right? He was playing a preacher in the movie. And I remember at 7 being like, "Why did y'all jump into that lake naked?" And I didn't process at the moment, but as a 7-year-old asking that man that, I can tell he realized, dang, I'm influencing the youth the wrong direction.
You didn't think that was cool?
I feel like because I was a kid, he was on some like, "Dang, bro, I got to get baptized because I'm leading the youth down the wrong way." Feel what I'm saying?
Oh, I saw it. When I saw it, I thought that was cool. He came to the house. Cool. He met an exotic woman and he was like, "Let's get naked and get in the pool." And they did.
I thought it was cool, but I think he didn't like that I was a kid watching that.
Because you were so young, you were a child actor. It's
one thing when you're like, "Oh, I'm doing some cool shit with like the homies and absolutely, people that can process this." It's another thing to make a young man form his future based off of your choices to be naked in a hot tub.
Absolutely. And that's, he was fair, playing a preacher with a Cisco blonde in his head. I ain't never seen that.
Would you? And I think that I know the answer to this question. Me and my girl went to brunch yesterday. Mm-hmm. And as a black man, would either of you ever go blonde?
Not in my color, no.
Well, we can just, because if I go blonde, then now I'm just Drewski. You feel what I'm saying? I can't do it.
Imagine a world there's no Drewski.
Bro, I can't do it, bro. The reason I would go platinum blonde, because I'm a big Cisco fan, man.
Wow. But is that even blonde? I think that where I'm from, we call that silver.
It's silver, but like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like once you go silver, you start wearing fingerless gloves. Mm-hmm. You start doing Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of dragon iconography.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, you get yourself a dragon shirt and silver hair, you got to stay with that. You can't.
Right. Yeah, I'm on the beach walking on people's heads.
Come on. Come on. I'm running across bitches. The sand is hot.
You were talking about traumatizing singing moments from when you was a kid, man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, you might relate to this, Langston, you will not. When you were a kid, how did Ruben Studdard affect your community?
Come on! Get this nigga out of here! It was a big terrible.
Ruben Studdard was on top. They assumed that every big fella was a singing dude.
Bro, that was harder. That was a man. That was tough.
I'm not gonna lie. This is surprising to hear. I thought y'all would have been big fans of what Ruben had going on.
Yeah, because you think we're all friends.
Yeah.
I assumed.
Bro, and then his first single was apologizing for stuff where it's like, hey, man.
He apologized for 2004, the whole year?
But it was like, he was doing stuff that apology not enough, bro.
Yeah,
you got a house enough. With no doors. It's like, come on, man. We got a PlayStation. You being ridiculous.
Damn. This is big news. Literally. Surprising news for me to find out that Ruben Studdard was not, in fact, welcomed in your community the way
And Langston was affected by Clay Aiken.
that might be the meanest thing anybody's ever said to him.
Thank you for letting me on the program. Please.
We will be editing you out at this point. You're not sticking around.
And I can verify that Lex will have an issue with that because I was in Chicago with him,
and I
seen his all his friends he grew up with. And it was hashtag real Africans. You know?
And I do ask him to whisper it. I say.
No, listen, I've been putting up with African slander for months on this podcast.
No, I'm rocking with him.
No, me too. It's this guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan.
See what I'm saying?
This is a fascinating thing because we've talked for so long that we're actually at a break and we haven't even introduced the subject of the episode. So what I think we should do is we should introduce Mandel's conspiracy and then we're going to take a break and we're going to start to unpack that thing if that works for y'all. Okay, this is exciting. Mandel, you came to us with a conspiracy today that I think we wanted to talk about on the pod for a long time. Certainly, it has come across my desk a few times.
This is the first I've ever heard of
it. This is your first time hearing it.
I was really excited when I read it. I had never heard of that.
That's awesome. So one, at the very least, we have not covered, and we're excited to do it with you. You said, my mama told me.
Slaves made hush puppies to quiet the dogs when trying to escape slavery.
A little tease for the people at home.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
A little nip for you to get a little wasted, but not drunk yet. You're gonna get a little tipsy and
still having a good time.
We're gonna take a break and we'll be back with more Mandel, more My Mama Told Me, and we're gonna talk about these hush puppies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you, but consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a koofy on it, says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah, you can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff, so get it.
Damn head smooth off.
Yeah, we're back. We're still talking to Mandel about the possibility that hush puppies were in fact made to quiet the dogs to escape slavery. Mandel, I would love for you to tell us everything you know, feel about this subject.
Okay, I have to be all the way honest though.
Yep.
My mom did not say this.
That's okay.
I saw this on Twitter.
Okay.
And then I Googled it, and people were saying it for a couple of years. But I think my mother would classify this under mumbo jumbo.
Okay.
But I do not. I think that this is what I think. I'm pretty sure that there was. Let me get a conspiracy. So essentially, what they said, hush puppies was start off as some sort of cornmeal they fried up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when people would be trying to, like, you know, trying to escape or get out, you know, of course, dogs is what they used to protect their grounds. And so they would feed them these things to distract them so they could get off of the plantation.
Oh, so they had them like in their pocket.
Yeah, like it was like a situation where, like, I guess you would be trying to flee and you throw some of these out here to stop the dog from trying to attack you or something like that. And I halfway with it, but believe it, but I'm concerned though.
Open up.
All right, man. So, like, this might be a Southern thing, but back in the early 2000s, everybody grandmama liked Captain D's. Captain D's. Like, if you was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get some fast food," your grandma would be like, "Oh, go get you some. Let's get some fish from Captain D's."
Oh, yeah. Captain D's is a fish. Fried fish restaurant.
They don't have them in Chicago?
No, I never heard of Captain D's.
Captain D's is a fried fish restaurant. Yeah. It's a fast food restaurant with fried fish.
We only had one off of Havana, but yeah. But anyways, yeah.
It was a bunch of them in the South. And they had hush puppies, right? And now I'm terrified of what type of ship Captain D's was driving, bro. Because my folks really enjoyed this stuff.
Yeah.
And he out here twisted.
You find out what kind of captain you've been serving this whole time.
Yeah, bro. Captain D's was hard back in the day.
We never had Captain D's before in my life.
Long John Silver's has hush puppies too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not the same as Captain D's.
Captain D's is good. Captain D's is good.
Kind of like how Popeye's is today, in the sense of you only seen Captain D's across from a city train.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like it's
an urban market.
Absolutely.
Yeah, ours is down the street from the most busted mall. Even when I was in high school, it was like the mall where you would go to get like airbrushed. Like it was that mall.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It sounds
no chain stores in the mall. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds, if I may, maybe even closer to maybe a church's chicken than a Popeye's chicken.
See, now you get somewhere. It's like churches, but with catfish.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well, honestly, I think it was Wyden. It was Wyden, which is lower than catfish.
Damn. Was it catfish?
I think it was Wyden, because Wyden Captain is the last D's. Fish before they start making the fish in the computer. You know, they 3D print tilapia. They make tilapia out of a 3D printer down at the in the back of Walmart. Right before you get to that, it's white. Absolutely.
First of all,
let him cook.
Now you're cooking. Let's be clear. I don't think everybody knew that they were 3D printing fish. I don't think you could just throw that out like that was just an understood agreement amongst everyone. Man,
I done been in aquariums all across the country. I ain't never seen no tilapia. They not out there. They not out there.
That's called motherfucking bars, nigga. they don't know nothing about that.
They making that junk in the computer, man.
Can I also say, though, this is a weird stat. I also have been in aquariums across the country and have seen, I don't know what a tilapia looks like. For as much as I've consumed, you could hit me in the face with a tilapia fish whole. I don't know what it looks like with the scales on.
Here's what I'll say, and I don't disagree that I think a lot of our fish is probably not what they tell us it is, or certainly not the correct manufacturing of what they're claiming. That said, I don't think it's tilapia that's the one that everybody is in fact like making out of other fish. I think it's cod. Cod is the one that is made from a bunch of other fish. I think cod is like the hot dog of fish.
Interesting.
Options.
They make fish because they do come square.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done swai? It's like, they say it's like catfish, but it's cheaper.
That's not good.
I wanted to add a note about the hush puppy thing,
though. Yes, please.
That's why they call it hush puppies. I forgot to say that.
Yeah.
Because they're hushing the puppy.
Yeah.
That's why they call it that.
So to that, I guess, Bori, this is your first time hearing this. Tell me how much you believe in the possibility of this being real.
Okay. So, here's the thing. I'm conflicted because my heart wants to believe it. I like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if it was something as high risk as me trying to escape slavery, I'd probably throw the dog some meat. Even if it was scraps or organs or something like that, I don't think I would trust cornmeal to quiet the dogs. I would give them, like, you know what I'm saying?
You're saying that's not substantive enough to guarantee your escape.
But I also don't know dogs like that. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know dogs like that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a situation of like they was making the best of what they had type of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But here, the issue I have, right?
And why make them so delicious for people if you were just going to give them to dogs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just think I think the issue I have with that is that why it, later as time went on, they only became like a seafood thing.
Right. That's a good question, too.
You get what I'm saying?
That is a good question.
Because it would have been different if instead of cornbread, we just always had hush puppies.
Right.
But something had to happen amongst the translation, but maybe only happened on the coast. I don't know.
Yeah, it is a fascinating thing when you start to think about where hush puppies sort of exist in our greater like eating relationship, right? Like, as much as you go like, oh yeah, hush puppies, I associate them with sort of Southern food, but it isn't, to your point, Mandel, all, it's not like every Southern restaurant you go to has hush puppies. They're more associated with like seafood and sometimes like Creole food or like throw hush puppies in there, but it's not everywhere.
It's always with shrimp or fish, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I never had it with like pork chops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I obviously I wasn't there. So
thank God. Yeah, we're glad you're here with us.
We're lucky to have you.
I wasn't there. So I mean, that very well could be likely. I'm pretty sure they had a bunch of tactics that they was using at the time, getting creative to get out of a tumultuous situation. I'm just saying this specific theory is interesting because I'm like, if it's a trained dog, would that be enough for him to be like,
yeah, disciplined about like not eating them hush puppies?
That's what I'm saying. Like, because they're trained to hunt down people, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if they're well trained, well, they're just going to be like, no, I once again, I don't know dogs.
Like, let's say
I don't hate dogs. I need that to be known, though, right now on the record. I don't hate dogs.
Anybody that talks like that, probably got some issues with a dog, but
I don't have any issues. I just don't like animals more than people. I hate that I have to explain this to people all the time. It's not crazy.
Yeah,
he's getting pretty upset, and he's yelling in a way that feels like a man with hatred in his heart.
I'm just saying that you don't get angry when you see a dog wearing clothing.
No, I don't.
Thank you, Mandel.
I want to mention something.
We have a housing crisis out here building houses for dogs.
I don't know. I wasn't helping with either position. So yeah, go ahead, dogs. I don't know.
I got one thing to bring up, if I may.
Yeah.
What? So, because here's my thing. Let's say if you're getting arrested. Let's say if you're a drug lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the police is after you.
Yep.
And they got the dogs running through the woods trying to find that supplements.
That white.
If I threw that dog a begging strip, is he so gullible to be like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care about the work anymore. I got this fake meat.
I think, if I may, I think it's less of never mind and more of a small distraction to give you an additional, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of running time to distance yourself from the situation. Mm-hmm. That said, where I start to get curious about this is part of what slaves also had to do was remove scent from their body. Like, you have to make yourself less traceable in escape, and by leaving trails of food behind, you are in fact making yourself more traceable for these animals than less traceable. It starts to feel a little almost counterproductive.
Yeah, because dogs know if you got meat on you, or like if you're on your period, they know that. No, look what Olivia said. Olivia, don't make me feel like a crazy person. Olivia chimed in and said, unfortunately, they do.
I didn't know that.
Y'all were laughing at me like I'm nuts.
Okay.
They can smell when you're on your period.
It wasn't that what you said sounded crazy. It was just the passion that you sort of found inside of it. I don't know. It felt very left field in a way that made me laugh. But hey, you're right. You're right. Yeah, they know when people are on their periods.
They also can tell if you've had an abortion.
Whoa.
No, that's a joke. That's
Olivia?
y'all saying all dogs really is going to heaven, man. hey, cut that out.
No, no, no. No, 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 no.
That's not how I said
it. Don't worry about it. The tilapia thing is going to be the clip anyways. You're all right.
Okay.
Here's what I'll tell you is that I did do a little bit of research on this subject of whether or not this hush puppy situation is in fact real. And one of the things that almost seems most definitive in the research that I did is that the origins of hush puppies are unclear. Okay. They are not in fact certain where hush puppies came from, but what does seem to be sort of like an agreed upon thing is that this idea of hush puppies being like something that got left behind for dogs specifically is a little bit of a internet fallacy. That's not necessarily real, that we sort of did some weird cross pollination with names associated with slavery because of Southern food, and then decided that this was a food left behind. Hush puppies, in what I'm reading, themselves, like the actual name of that food being called hush puppies, didn't happen until like the early 1920s, 1930s. They say early mentions of the term hush puppies in American newspaper from 1936 also expressed confusion about its origin. A response to the letter in Atlanta Journal, "Why are hush puppies?" The article posited a number of theories, including the ones we share above about the additional story that carries racist references to Black people. But basically, they're saying, like, it doesn't really get called hush puppies until much later after the slavery shit. So if it's being called that, it's more retroactive than, like, definitively slaves were calling it that, if that makes sense.
Like most information on Twitter.
I think so.
Damn.
Yeah,
I kind of like this one. I wanted this one to be real.
They also said originally hush puppy was a slang term for silencing Puerto Ricans. Someone. I mean, it can be. We certainly can spread that misinformation.
I feel like that would be more a hush poppy.
Hush poppy.
I know hush poppy.
I know Hush Puppy.
But they said it was a slang term for silencing someone or covering up misdeeds. A 1738 account in a London magazine described crooked British port officials boarding a smuggler ship in colonial Ontario, where they played the game of hush puppy by stopping off at a captain's cabin to be serenaded several hours with the captain's music. Music? I guess it's music. While the crew hid the contraband beneath the ship's ballast. So it does sound like there are some associations with the hushing of a nemesis of sorts, of a person in opposition, an op, if you will.
Yeah. But it's not a dog, though.
No.
But it wasn't a dog specifically. They also talk a little bit about, I guess, hush puppies. And like a lot of things existed before Black people and even white people were in this country, that
wait a second,
Native stole Americans them
from the natives.
Yeah. I mean, it's not it doesn't seem like a crazy idea that like frying cornmeal would not, like, we were the first motherfuckers to think of that. You know, Native Americans did that shit before we did and probably called it something.
I mean, they meaningful. Love fry bread, right?
Yeah. Wait, natives was frying stuff?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
That's hard. Hey, bro, where's the natural Crisco?
Oh, like where does that oil come from?
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh. I thought it was corn.
Crisco?
Yeah, is it not corn?
Like, where they getting the supplement to fry? You get what I'm saying?
Mm. I don't know. I know that there's corn oils. There are vegetable oils, which maybe that falls into the corn category. There's what are some of the other oils? There's
palm oil. Isn't palm the oil. Yellow? What's the yellow Crisco? The one that's basically butter.
I don't know, but I'm gonna say for record, I've only fried. So I've only cooked maybe 4 times in my life. Without Crisco, but in my brain, I'm like, where they get the supplement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's an interesting question that I don't really have an answer for, is where the Crisco came from. But I will say that it's certainly, I think like most things in this country, it was not originated by us. You know what I mean? Like right. A lot of things, and by us, I mean Americans, not Black Americans. Yeah. I think Black yeah. Americans invented a lot, but specifically America did not necessarily, the America we understand did not just invent everything we have today.
Right, because in my brain, I'm thinking natives all grilling. I think they like straight up barbecuing every single day.
No, you know it makes sense because of the fires.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, they have the fire going. You put some buffalo on there.
Absolutely.
Who wants to play? I'm more interested right now in how both of you can't cook.
Yeah.
I can't at all. I can't at all, man.
I don't know how you missed it.
All right, so this is my issue. I don't know if this is off topic, but my issue is my brain can't transition. It can't see the difference between raw and done before it's burnt.
Mm.
I can't mind the transition. I can only see raw, and this is something I should throw away.
Oh, it's the timing thing. You have timing issues.
Absolutely.
My issue is I can tell the difference between raw and burnt. I don't want to get mixed in with whatever Mandel's got going on. That seemed like something that needs a prescription, and I don't. I just don't want it. I don't want that to be my mess. I can tell the difference, but I am extremely opposed to spending a long period of time on something that I am going to only enjoy for a very short period of time. And cooking principally is that. Like, I don't like the idea of I work on something for fucking an hour to eat it in 10 minutes and I scarf down food fast and it never feels as worth it as the investment was.
You messing up. It's about the journey.
That's what I was. That took the words right out of my life.
That, and that's what y'all young folks do. Always focus on the end goal. Always focus. It's about how you get there. It's about the step by step. You put love into the food because you love yourself. That's what
somebody. Come on, come on.
You get what okay. I'm
saying? You worth the amount of time it takes to make that food.
Come on. I'll say this. Nourish
your own body.
I didn't expect to feel inspired this morning, but here I am.
Go cook some. When was the last time you cooked? So you don't ever? What about like a one pan? What about easy stuff like chicken thighs? That's easy.
What I've started to do more often is I'll do like I'll sous chef for my wife. I'll prep everything and then I'll let Nikki like do her thing afterwards so that I can cut down on the amount of time that she has to spend. But I'm not, I just don't like it, man.
So you like peel potatoes?
Yeah, or like cut up carrots, whatever the fuck the meal requires.
Soak stuff in vinegar or whatever
you got. Yeah, I never did that. But in theory.
I throw some in an air fryer, man. I throw some in an air
that
fryer.
That air fryer, I'm going to say it right now, it's holding us all back.
You think so?
I think it's just, what are we going to do when there's no air fryers? You can't do everything in there.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I knew
get some pots, get some pans.
That's real. Yeah, I was using the air fryer wrong when I put my salmon out. When I put salmon in there, when I put my salmon out of there, you would have thought it never touched water in its life. That's gonna be some. It's almost salmon jerky. You know what I'm saying,
bro?
That's gonna be dry, bro.
You can't. It's not for everything, and they're just gonna start attaching shit. And that's how they're going to get us. Like, have you seen that movie WALL-E, how they have the wheelchairs?
Yeah.
The air fryer is the beginning of the wheelchairs.
You think the air fryer is the beginning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to put ChatGPT on it. They're going to put MP3s on it, and we're going to all be lost.
I would go so far as to say the microwave is more damaging than the air fryer is to
No, because the microwave doesn't have the potential. There's a roof on what you're trying to do in the microwave. There's a roof.
Yeah.
And you're not making anything from scratch in the microwave.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You're not putting raw chicken in the microwave to get cooked.
I hate to burst some bubbles.
If you say that you're cooking chicken in a microwave, I'm going to fucking kill you.
I am not. let me be clear. I'm not cooking shit, microwave or otherwise. But I will say that I have seen a fair amount of Instagram videos and TikToks and shit of people now using the microwave for raw ingredients. People are baking in the microwave. They are cooking full meals via the microwave. It is not the limited resource that I think you remember it to be.
This country's done.
No, that I agree with. It's cooked, and it ain't cooked good. You know what I mean?
It's cooked in the microwave.
We made it fast.
Also, our algorithms are way different for cooking.
Yeah, for sure. I've, for some reason, have been getting a fuck ton of active labor videos as of late. So what? You don't want what I got going on over what? Here.
I'll be watching them street vendors over
there. Yeah, same.
Of them real Indians.
Yo, yeah, the super race shit, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They put it all in the pan.
I also get a lot of Koreans. Their snack technology, they're going wild over there.
They're making it happen for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Really pulled themselves up by their bootstraps.
Boys, I really want what you got going on, because what I got going on is a fucking nightmare right now.
Active labor? I didn't even know you could have that on Instagram.
I didn't know either, but I swear to God, I've been seeing babies coming out of pussies for the past like week and a half in a way that's
crazy. When you get weird shit, I got one breastfeeding video, and that shit, I had to like scrub it.
You had to scrub the breastfeeding.
Like, because once you get a breastfeeding video, it's in there.
Yeah, that, and I think that's the problem. Is I saw in my Explorer page a child being birthed, and I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!" There's no way that that's being put on my Instagram.
It clicked it.
I'm gonna click on it to make sure that this is obviously the scam that I think it is, and then I watched a child be birthed. And now every other video is
now I think you're a different one of those
baby. I had a bit about this, bro. I had a girl I knew in fourth grade. She had, I ain't seen since fourth grade. We friends on Facebook. She had a baby on Facebook Live, bro.
No!
Yeah, she was holding the phone.
She was holding the phone, though. It wasn't down there. It wasn't.
Man, she holding the phone having the baby on Facebook Live. She twisted.
What was she saying?
Ooh, Bridget. You know what I'm saying? She was crazy. But you know what I'm saying? We all have our own trials and tribulate as well.
That much is true.
True. You don't want anybody else's problems.
Absolutely.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. you know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling, and it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a koofy on it, says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah, you can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff. So get it. Here's the last piece of information I'll give you regarding the Hush Puppies. They said that fried cornbread wasn't, in fact, the first food to be called Hush Puppies. The term was used as a nickname for gravy or pot liquor as early as 1879. And they talk about the pot liquor known as Hush Puppy because it kept the hound dogs from growling. The hounds in this case seem to be the metaphorical ones growling in a diner's stomach, a much smarter use of pot liquor than throwing it to the dogs. That basically we were, in essence, the dogs of the story for a while as it relates to this pot liquor. And then it got extrapolated into these dogs of slavery chasing after the freed men.
Interesting.
I don't love that.
Yeah, I've had pot liquor before.
I thought it was boot liquor. Am I thinking of pot sticker?
No, it's like that collard green juice, right? Am I making this up?
I guess. I don't actually know what pot liquor is.
It's like a juice that people dip their cornbread in.
How do you spell that?
Like liquor, but pot.
Yeah, pot liquor.
Pot liquor.
You're not helping me. Like liquor, like.
Like alcohol, yeah. Liquor, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like...
No. pot liquor, as Wikipedia explains it, is the liquid that is left behind after boiling grains. You're right. Yeah. Or beans. It is sometimes seasoned with salt and pepper, smoked pork, or smoked turkey. Pot liquor contains high amounts of essential vitamins and minerals, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, you're right. It is like the juice from the greens left behind.
Oh, I like that. I like pot liquor.
Yeah, pot liquor tastes good, but they are saying that was originally the Hush Puppies because they kept your tummy from growling.
Okay.
It's got all the nutrients.
Yeah. Gravy was another option for what it was. So it doesn't sound like, if we're being completely honest, and if I'm going to put a little bit of a bow on this bad boy, it doesn't sound like there's any truth to Hush Puppies having been specifically made for quieting dogs as you were escaped from slavery. That said, they're not refuting the possibility that somebody might have thrown whatever the fuck behind them to try to get these dogs to chill out even for a second as they were escaping.
That's reasonable. I think I think that's fair.
Yeah. So, you know, the internet did what the internet does and niggas be lying, but also... You had to do something to get out.
But that ain't a bad lie, though. That's a fun lie. That's a cool, like, you know, you connected to history. Why not?
Doesn't hurt anybody.
I like it.
You are a fan of fun lies, is what I'm taking from that.
Absolutely. If you ain't harming nobody and you bringing some joy, sometimes this life is bleak.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
We have to build realities for ourselves that are warmer than the ones that, you know, than the cold, hard bed that we're getting into every night. And then telling yourself and telling people that you used to be the football captain and you tore your ACL at the homecoming game. And that's why you are a health coach at a high school now.
Yeah.
Or saying that one time you and Omarion smoked a pound of reefer. That's your life. Go for it, man. You ain't hurt nobody. Omarion don't care.
That's real.
That I is tell real. People I know Omari on every time. That cat would recognize me in a what's the jail lineup?
You know? Yeah, I feel like if I remember correctly, you promoted a show saying Omarion was going to be there.
And the venue hated that. And somebody called and was like, is Omarion supposed to be there? And the venue owner was like, hey man, can you not?
Yeah, can you
please? This is a fair thing, please, but we have fun, man. We have fun. Listen, lying about having another wife, you know what I'm saying? I was just listening to the podcast. You done murdered somebody and saying somebody else did it.
Yeah,
that's out.
That's not cool.
You saying that you used to be able to be one of the people who put your legs behind your head, man, go for it.
Yeah, that don't hurt nobody.
No. Omarion could show up. He likes comedy.
And I will say that you saying you could put your legs behind your head encourages me. It maybe inspires me to try to be someone who can put their legs behind their head. So in that way, you are making me a better person, a stronger me in a way that I wasn't before. So that's a good lie. It's an inspiring lie.
We all got to find ways to get into that yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get motivated to stretch ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
And extend ourselves as far as we can.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, by any means. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I like this. I do think if I could take some of this for our greater conversation, I do think at the end of the day, we love conspiracy theory on this podcast, and we often are asked whether or not we think conspiracy theory is harmful or if it's dangerous. And I do think, to your point, it's not about the danger. It's more about the inspiration that conspiracy theory offers us. It makes us stronger, better, happier people if it's managed correctly.
And I'm going to say one more thing. And that's why y'all shouldn't have got that vaccine. I'm joking. I'm joking. I took the shot, y'all. Keep taking the shot. Let's go.
Mandel, this has been great. Could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Man, find your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, man. I'm just playing. I'm on socials, Instagram, the Mandel Man on everything. I'm not doing too much, so.
All right, my boy chilling, but follow him on social media, and he's hilarious. Some of my favorite Instagram videos.
Great content.
Just hilarious shit all the time. We love him so much. Boy, you want to tell them where they can find you?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. I don't got much either. Come to the Comedy Store Sunday, May 5th at 7 for our show for the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. It's my birthday. I'm turning 26 years old. I'm a industry wunderkind, young hotshot.
The industry darling himself will be turning 26. You got to be there to see... to see all the managers and agents lining up for the big opportunity.
Can you believe he's so young? He doesn't remember 9/11.
He should. He's old enough, technically, but
he was busy that day.
And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all the social media. And yes, please come to that live show. And more importantly, if you want to send us your own drops, if you want to send us your own conspiracy theories, if you want to tell us what hush puppies really mean to you, send it all to mymamapod@gmail.com. Go buy merch at mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And as always, like, subscribe, do whatever things you need to do to help the algorithm serve us. We are slaves to the internet, and we will never be free. That's the whole shebang. Bye, bitch.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.